Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The controversial idea of tying teacher promotions to student test scores has won the support of the state's largest teachers union. In fact, the Massachusetts Teachers Association will today release its own proposal to measure teacher performance using several factors, including several years of the MCAS student test scores and classroom observation. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with MTA President Paul Toner about the plan. He called change inevitable and said teachers might as well try to shape it.
That's exactly correct, and that's how we've approached it. The Mass Teachers Association is one of a number of stakeholder groups that have been part of an educator task force to revisit teacher and administrator evaluation systems here in Massachusetts. And the ideas that we've put forward are our ideas, the MTAs, and I just want to make it clear that although we are suggesting, saying that we're accepting of three-year growth trends in MCAS as one of multiple measures, the big news story is that we're saying, yes, we should be using evidence of student learning, multiple measures of that student learning as part of the teacher evaluation system.
Well, give us a thumbnail sketch of this plan that you're going to unveil today.
Well, what we're proposing is that it still be observation and teacher practice based. So you would still see traditional observation of new teachers or teachers who are struggling, and we would be asking for those teachers to provide evidence and artifacts of their teaching practice, like lesson plans, unit plans, student portfolio work, teacher portfolio work, self-assessments of their work. So just a real reflection and examination of what they do in the classroom, along with the observations of their peers and of their supervisors. And then where the student learning outcomes, the evidence of student learning comes in, is that is used to validate whether a teacher is actually performing well. So they may have great practice, but what's the outcome of that? Are the students learning in the classroom? If they're not, then we have to take a look at their practice and rethink what they're doing. Ultimately, this whole evaluation process needs to be about helping teachers improve their practice. It can't be an I gotcha system that is out to target teachers.
Well, let me stop you there and ask you this specific question, because in some ways that's what the debate among many teachers and many teachers' unions who oppose plans like this is centered on, penalizing teachers with challenging students who may be in low-performing classrooms. How do you protect those teachers?
Well, in fact, the growth model that the state has developed is comparing students to like peers. It's a very complicated system, and that's one reason why we're not advocating or do not support using it as the only indicator. We think it should be one of many indicators used in evaluating teachers. And in fact, I don't know if you realize this, but only less than 17% of teachers actually teach in an MCAS-tested subject area. So you can't use MCAS for all teachers in the state of Massachusetts. We're also saying that you can only use 3 years of growth trends. Even the experts in the testing field say one year's worth of test data is not something that you should be using to evaluate or make any decisions about teachers. So we're saying 3 years of MCAS growth trends where they exist, but we're also saying there need to be multiple measures and evidence of student learning otherwise. And if you aren't seeing a growth in a classroom, that's when the supervisor, the evaluator, needs to come in and take a closer look at what's going on in the classroom and taking a look at the students in the classroom to see, okay, is there an unfair balance of students with special needs or ELL in the classroom? How do we help that teacher be more successful with those students?
Bigger political question, Mr. Toner, if I might. Are you worried that you're maybe throwing a little gasoline on the fire here in terms of the debate over this over these controversial ideas? How are you going to deal with teachers in Massachusetts who are going to oppose them? How are you going to deal with your union counterparts across the nation who have opposed this kind of thing?
Well, we think we've actually put forward a very thoughtful process for teachers that it can be actually emulated in other states. I think as we roll this out and talk to our union counterparts in other states, that they may find this to be a useful model, framework for them to use themselves. Truthfully, in talking to folks in other states, they're struggling with a lot of these issues, and we think we've come up sort of with a fair and balanced system of how to use traditional methods of observation and evidence of student learning in the classroom.
Paul Toner, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.